It's Morning Edition on WILL AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers. Organizations that help the poor in East Central Illinois are giving out more and more assistance, but there are also people who, for some reason or another, have not made that call for help. In the latest of our stories with the outreach project We'll Connect the Economy, we meet some people who decided to make the leap and reach out for aid, and the people who encourage others to do so. Robert Buchan and his fiancée Amanda Chapon say they have it pretty good, considering the circumstances. Buchan now has a home of his own. Even if it is older, it sat empty for more than a year, their neighborhood in Decatur is rather rough, and he's still getting calls from creditors.
When I seen the original woodwork and everything, I was like, wow, $9,900. Well, let's do this.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
State finance.
I'll call them back in a minute.
Real good. You're getting used to those, I think.
Yeah.
Especially when they hike their rates up.
How often they call?
Oh, seven, eight times a day.
Yeah, I'd say four, but he's about right. I'd be nice.
Buchan and Chapon are currently unemployed, but they're managing, with Buchan doing an odd job or two and getting disability income. But Buchan admits they need some additional help to keep them and their two kids fed and clothed. That's why next week will probably mean another trip to Catholic Charities and Northeast Community Fund.
I don't like to go there unless we absolutely need it because, you know, it's, to me, unless we have to have it, it's taken from somebody else.
Everything out there front is free clothes, free clothing.
Jerry Pell says Robert Buchan's hesitance is not unique. He manages Northeast, which has distributed groceries and clothing from its storefront north of downtown Decatur for more than 40 years.
The first words out of their mouths would be, I've never had to do this before. Or something like, I've usually been on the other end. I've been giving to something like this most of my life.
The best thing to do, Pell says, is to make clients feel comfortable.
And the other thing, I think, is just say something to them like, well, you know, when you get back on your feet again, you know, it's always okay to come back in and start donating again. And I think that makes them feel better and just gives them a way of maybe feeling better about accepting what is there to be given.
Like in this, there's three cans of soup, three cans of vegetables, a can of tuna.
Gary Kleckner has decided to give back even as he receives from Rantoul's Community Services Center. He helps man the food pantry there, and he's still tithing to his church, even from his unemployment check. Some of those contributions come back to him.
First, you know, you feel a little bit guilty because, you know, you've been able to support yourself and everything, but then you stop and think, I've got to eat, and I don't have nothing coming in, and that's what it's here for.
It's been 8 months since Kleckner last worked. Last year, he left his pizza job of 20 years for more reliable hours, packaging roasts at Rantoul's Meadowbrook Farms pork plant. It shut down suddenly, leaving Kleckner and scores of other people looking for work in a town with few openings. Back in Decatur, a peer counseling program is helping people get back on track. It came about as one of Decatur's biggest employers, Caterpillar, laid off nearly 1,200 workers last winter. Some had never been through job loss, including Casey Peterson and Wanda Purcell. But now they're working in the local unemployment facility in a makeshift office. Peterson and Purcell help fellow CAT workers and others find food or utility help and muddle through unfamiliar terrain.
Now a lot of these companies, it doesn't matter what particular job you're applying for them. They want an online application and a resume, and they want it uploaded, and a lot of these people aren't familiar enough with doing that because it's really taken
a turn
in the last 5 years.
They're not familiarized with the computer.
Purcell says their biggest obstacle is communication. She says most laid-off workers find out about peer counseling by word of mouth. And when they find out help is available, she says they're eager to take advantage of it. That's what Dashai McCoy had to acknowledge when she returned from Indianapolis to Decatur with her two children to care for a sick mother. We talked inside a McDonald's, a place she wouldn't mind working in for the time being, even if it doesn't fit her job skills. Now that she's back in Decatur, where she grew up, things have been tougher, and she had to fight her misgivings to call for assistance.
I was arguing with myself, telling myself, no, it ain't even worth it. And then I had to realize what was important to me. I mean, I want to give up plenty of times. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. But I did it. No regrets. No.
Next up for Dashai, try to get back into school to get her Illinois nursing certification, or even to try something new. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News. And if you're on the fence about seeking assistance, you're not alone. The recession is hitting many of us, and there is help. This summer, WILL held community conversations in Champaign, Macon, and Vermilion counties. We're turning what we learned into special reports and programs to connect you to helpful local resources. You'll find them on AM 580 and online at willconnect.org/economy, willconnect.org/economy. We thank our community partners, including First Call for Help in Decatur and Community Service Center in Rantoul.